This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X.
We are at the Bazaar in the X gift shop, which is now a design space, mostly about architecture. And what they say about this particular exhibition is Bazaar and A+ regularly hold monographic exhibitions devoted to the work of a Belgian architecture firm. Drawn by the range of questions that drive their work and by the diversity of their actions, this year we've invited the firm V+. Founded in the late 1990s, V+ has been characterized not so much by the systematic use of a recognizable idiom as by an attitude towards the architectural project and the commission. This attitude treads a path between calling into question and participation, radicalism and iteration. This first monographic exhibition does not take the form of a retrospective or manifesto, but presents itself rather as a snapshot of an ongoing production. Both immediate and reflective, 5 freeze frame makes it possible to illustrate the different ages of the architecture projects and to question them in real time. The documents on display, taken directly from the firm's servers without any post-production, offer themselves openly to the viewer. So these are projects that are either completed, in the process of being completed, or in the process of being developed. And again, the name of the architecture firm is VW. I'm speaking with Jorn Adam Behane, who is an associate with V+, which is the architecture firm that is represented in this exposition, and with Carlo Menon, who is the curator of the exposition.
Curator with Sophie Lars.
So my first question is, well, it's not actually a question, it's an observation. The materials that are that the visitors will see were not made specifically for the expo. They are actually working materials from the architectural firm on the projects.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely. We just didn't want to produce something for the exhibition, and we want to use things that we made in a practice because they are more alive, more texture and more representative of what we used to do.
So the visitor will actually get the feeling and the of what you actually go through.
Yeah, absolutely. So they like being behind the curtain.
Yeah, this is a slightly provocation on the fact that more and more architecture is mediatized through very neat and smooth images, and so the visitor won't find any of that. And secondly, it is a very important part of the process because through these documents, we realize how to envision new thematics in the work of V+, which can then be reversed onto the projects which are ongoing. So each project, ideally, is positively influenced by the way we tackled it in the exhibition.
So the people will be able to understand how when you're there's a lot of interaction between the associates as you develop a project.
I hope so, but it's not so important. Of course, a lot of person working on a project, and some of the project are more carried by one associate of another one or another chief. But you may taste, you may feel that okay, that's. If you know me, if you know him, that's more on this way, it's more my way. But for the public, don't care. I mean, we're just building to make architecture, we're not building to make an ego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, V+ is very close to the realized building, and all the drawings, models, are just a means to an end, which is the built for. But seeing how all these projects are carried out, you can see how, for instance, one project is mostly carried out through 3D images, which are not 3D images to sell the project or to promote it, but to study it and to share the ideas with the construction, for instance. Where other buildings are only or mostly represented through hand drawings, which is in the case of Jorn Larsen mostly, because he's the only man in charge on the building site, and he has a kind of immediacy through handwriting.
Well, he's communicating with himself.
Yeah, I mean, some other people. And of course, I know it's going to be an exhibition, so I try to make the best of myself and to produce a nice drawing. And I love to work by drawing because they allow me to be very precisely or to get a freedom what is not possible in the 3D or in a model. And it's very important for us to use mixed media because a project is never resume in one media. It's always between the different kind of media. It's between the gap between them. And then it's very important. And it's a way to work very important for us because we see now in all the media architecture is more and more sold as a product, as a finished picture, mm-hmm. as what you see is what you get. And that's not only that, it's just a way to produce something we hope may improve things. And it's important, therefore, to use different kind of medias because some people are more have more empathy with drawing, other one prefer to see, believe, have more trust in the 3D because it's the thing, this is the machine who made them. Other one didn't understand neither one another other and want to see a model. And it's a way also to enjoy ourselves in the production because making architecture, you know, as well, that's a f***ing job. And so you need to build the pleasure to make it. And the way you produce this is a very important.
And these five projects are all public projects?
Of course.
So then you have
only.
Only. So then you have all that whole other layer of having to deal with public money, public bureaucracy, and so on.
Yeah, and politicians as well. So that's a very, this mine, the way of this exhibition is only public project. Of course, we have other projects, but it could be another exhibition because it's another way to deal with the person.
Now, speaking of the projects, one project in particular, the water tower at Glen.
Yes.
Which is completed now.
That's yes. Completed.
It's very different from the traditional water tower.
Absolutely.
Now, somebody said it was the last water tower. And does that mean there will be no more water towers built, or it's just the newest one?
It's the last. Sorry for my English. It's the last water tower from the new water tower. Because mostly now, when you make this kind of program, you use pumps. You just pump the water and so. But there, they had an old one that's very. Can work anymore, and they need a new one to produce a large amount of water for Google because it's a middle in an industrial.
And you can hear the full feature by visiting the Listen Again page on radiox.eu.
This is Radio X.